I said on there, I believe it is Tuesday the 4th, okay, of May. That's when your write-ups will be due. If you want to turn them in earlier, that would be helpful to me, but I know that may not be helpful to you, so you can see how that works, okay? And then there'll be, the final will be as scheduled a little later on. Any questions about logistics or technical matters? Okay, if not, I'd like to talk about, again, this is now, I think, lecture 23 of the discrete math class. I'd like to start talking about the problem of coloring graphs, okay, which is, again, we've been marching through different sort of invariants or structures or properties of graphs. Graph coloring is an interesting problem that comes up in a lot of different applications. And it's one of these things that, you know, you need to know a little bit of graph theory to recognize where it comes up, okay? But it comes up in a lot of different applications. So let's look at an example. Suppose, let's say, that we had a school that wanted to try to minimize the number of final exam periods it offered. You know, you guys are going to have your final exams scattered over a week or so, okay, where there's like three periods a day for a week. Okay, that's like 15 different exam periods the university is offering. Suppose we had a university that wanted to, instead of pre-assigning all the exam periods based on the calendar, wanted to minimize the number of exams periods it actually used, okay, over, you know, over the entire school. Now, what do you want to do to schedule exams? Well, the school has a certain number of courses that it offers, okay? And there's no problems teaching having two courses scheduled at the same time, okay? Provided there is no student in that both of those classes, correct? There's no problem with scheduling CSE 547 and English 309, okay, at the same time, unless somebody in the class happens to be in both English 309 and CSE 547. So one way that we could model the problem, if we wanted to minimize how many exam periods we needed, okay, is we could build a course where, a graph, where we have a vertex for every single course, okay, in that's being offered, okay, and an edge between any two courses which have a student in common, okay? So that's what we're going to be modeling this graph. So if we look at this here, Gopal on this chart here is taking both 502 and 532. KK is an industrious student, okay? He was taking three different classes, okay? And that explains why there are three, well, that explains why there's three different edges here. Every pair, the three courses he's taking is this, this, and this. Every pair of courses in the set that he's taking, we add an edge between. Okay? So, because you can't schedule any of these classes at the same time. That said, now let's figure out what is the minimum number of class. First, any questions about what the graph is?